If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. She rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her.
Once again, your Starter Hammond Jewelers song of the day is Watermelon Crawl by Tracy Byrd, released in 1994. Any thoughts on Tracy Byrd initially, Bill?
Bill is going to lead this off.
100 gallons of sweet red wine. That's a lot. It's a lot of sweet red wine. It's a one-horse town. It's a lot of things going on in Georgia.
Who's this Tracy Byrd?
Tracy Byrd. He found himself in an awkward spot and turned out to be really good. So I like that. I view it as background music, not really walk-up music.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. If it's playing in the background, don't know. Don't see me turning it off. May not turn it off, though. It's kind of there. Okay. 601.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road. Okay. 601. 601.
I think the value goes up because it's sort of a public service announcement.
Yeah, don't drive. Don't drink and drive.
Watermelon crawl.
That makes, you're right, Steve. Right. I'll go 701 with the public service announcement. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a nice, like.
Guys, don't do that.
Right. And you can, it's all encompassing.
It sounds like those guys at this town really have their act together.
Yeah.
They really do.
Do
it's
the
like,
watermelon don't crawl. Don't get a DWI.
Don't do that.
Right.
So
don't
I bet they have good food, too.
Don't drive high.
Yeah.
Do the watermelon crawl.
There you go. What would you say, Sipple?
Steve. All right, I'm same vibe as Bill.
Okay.
It's kind of
folksy.
Yeah, it's
a little
kind of
folksy.
Quirky, funny.
Yeah.
I admire the attempt.
Not catchy in the slightest.
It's catchy.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of it's catchy and corny.
Okay.
You just got to decide is it more catchy than corny? Yeah, maybe. I'll just say in the same realm, 6.8555.
All right. Where do we think Ellie lands on this,
I think,
guys?
Ellie's going to be in the 6'9s. Dad's going to be 6'4".
I feel like it's going to be a little higher than we expect.
Yeah, 6'9", 6'4".
Derek.
Oh, no.
5.24.
Okay.
Yeesh.
Yeah, didn't hit. Not a hit here.
Not a hit. The reason I chose this song specifically,
why?
I was out and about with friends over the weekend on Saturday. And this, do you guys know what touch tunes are?
Yes.
You guys know what touch tunes are? So this song was played over the Touch Tunes jukebox at the establishment I was at, and I thought this is perfect because I found myself bopping my head and singing along to it.
Did you?
The Watermelon Crawl. That's interesting.
So there it is.
Saying that's not happening with me. That I don't know if that would be it. I don't know if Watermelon Crawl would not. I'm saying it's 100%. If I heard it, it's like, hey, listen, Jake, you got to play this. Nick, if you get a chance to get a hold of Watermelon Crawl, wrap your arms around it.
but it was fine.
I still sang it. Let's get some reaction from the text line.
The text line,
please.
We'll start with this. Sandmaster kicks us off, says 6.7. Coach Luby says 8.88. We have John in Southeast Lincoln that says, nope, it's a 2.0. Yeah. Mike in Dalton says 7. OG CJ,
OG,
good job, Nick, gives it an 8. Kevin in Centennial gives it a 1.
1.
We have Coastal Breaker that says, great start to the week, 8.8. Bill in Bennett, 5.8. Lyle in Omaha, 3.1. Like we have who in Columbus?
Bird.
Bird, this gives it a 3. Old Dad 34 says 9.34.
What happened?
But it's different.
Yeah,
because Jake goes, "Who in Columbus?"
Oh,
yeah,
you've changed that.
No, that's kind of been the staple. Well, okay. It's who in Columbus?
Okay.
And then I go Bird. So since you said who in Columbus, I said Bird.
Sorry. I appreciate that.
No, you're fine.
Husker Mike in Waterloo gives it a 7.5. Jennifer gives it a 4.9. Hubby with a 5.5.
Ooh, low.
They're getting along fine, but not very happy.
No. Sean in Omaha gives it a 1.0. Says god awful. Swim. Did you play that crap song another time? I did not. This is the first time I've ever done.
I think it's the second time we've played.
I'm more taken away with this. There's one thing that just that resonates with me right now is just. You're sitting in an establishment. This song comes on, and Swim's like, "This is it. This is my song."
I thought it
this
was catchy. I liked it a lot.
You're vibing.
Yeah.
I guess if you want to call it vibing, I was playing shuffleboard.
Yeah.
And I started bobbing my head.
Yeah. Arlington or Dallas?
No, where were you? I was in Lincoln. I was at.
I was at
40th and Old Cheney.
40th and Old Cheney.
40th and Old Cheney.
Was there a text message you sent to Arlington from there?
No,
to
stop,
Dallas.
Guys. We're done. Jared in Nashville. Jared in Nashville gives it a 4.5. Jared in Nashville gives it a 4.5. Beef tacos with a 4.3.
The taco.
Like, he says, like drinking lukewarm water. Yeah. We can't forget about our friends
warm
on the
salt
YouTube.
Warm water.
Can't forget about our friends on the stream. We have Chris gives it a 1. Nels in Montana says 8.5. Genghis Corn with a 5.3. We got Troy gives it a 4.1. BWD51 gives it a 4.5. And last but not least, we have Bolt chiming in with a 5.111.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Definitely did not fare well, Swim.
No, that's okay.
Did not fare well.
It's cheesy.
That's fine. Let's.
It's cheesy.
I thought it was good. I thought it was catchy. I'm going to stand by that. I'm going to say that you guys are in the minority here, even though all the texters will agree with you guys. We'll agree with you guys. It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Monday. Bill, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Trade Us. If you have any questions about crop insurance or grain marketing, talk to the experts at Trade Us. Go tradeus.com. Football Fact Monday, is that correct, Bill?
We're going to go sports.
Okay.
We're going coaching on this. I thought I'd just throw a little
sport.
Just something to talk about like that. Yes. You don't sign up for the fray of Groundhog Day. You don't sign up for the fray of Groundhog Day.
Okay.
And this is for all coaching. It'll resonate way more with Pearl and Bruce Pearl and way more with Shire. Is that you don't sign up for Groundhog Day, which the day after. You have no idea when people say, well, this one's going to stick with them for a while, this loss. No, it won't. It'll stick with them every single day for almost for the rest of their life.
Ouch.
It's that kind of pain.
Ouch.
It really is that kind of pain. The mornings when you wake up after a loss of that magnitude is it's just because everything goes to your mind. What if so-and-so makes this shot?
Ouch.
What if this happens? What if this happens? And you don't sign up for that.
Ouch.
You sign up for the long hours. You sign up for the strain. And then everyone tells you you're going to have rough days. And Coach Osborne tried to very diligently be like, Bill, I don't know if you want to get into this profession the way it's going. Now, he didn't have probably the insight of how it is now. But as far as like, he goes, no, there's no family life. There's none of that. Here's how it works. And but you think of all the good things, and the relationships are insane. The part you don't sign up for is the pain. The relationships are so insane, and how awesome they are, and all the things that happen with them. And all coaches will tell you that you still think of your losses more than your wins.
Oh yeah.
It's just, even if you're someone that's had incredible success, you still think about those more. And I think about Shire on this one, just because it was so much the game has so much magnitude. He'll have a team again. He won't have this team. He doesn't have this team ever again.
Nope.
He doesn't have. He won't have the freshman. They had a freshman win Player of the Year. They have. I mean, what team's gone? What's going on with them? He'll never have this team. No. Again, and that's what's all you're like right now. He's on a flight somewhere. He's on a Zoom call recruiting. He's doing something, and all he can think through is those last 2 minutes of that game. What could I have done different?
Yeah.
What could so and so have done different? Did I call the right situation? Did an assistant coach make a great point to me, and I vetoed it? Did I, whatever it is? You don't know all those things, but. And it's easy to say, well, pretty easy now. He's getting paid probably $5 million a year, and he's got this going on. Life's pretty good. And right now, all you can think of is just because I know what that's like. I've felt that feeling. And I'm talking as an assistant coach. And also, that's the thing that goes through when they talk about, all they talk about is Pearl and Shire and losing those two games. There's assistant coaches on those staffs that are just gutted.
Yeah.
Some that will never coach there again.
Yeah.
They're off to different jobs. They're off to different things that are going to happen. And so it's just an incredible, but it's also what makes it the greatest.
I know. There's a beauty in it.
There's a beauty. Exactly.
There's a beauty.
So I wanted to end with that. It's also beautiful.
Yeah.
That you have that kind of. Now, it's not, about, like I said, the great ones never talk about this as like, it's like war. It's like this. No, it's not. It's a game.
It's not.
It's like not the same. Not people losing lives.
When
it's
people
not,
use the word
it's
hero.
Not, it's not horrific health situations.
Hero's
any of that
not
stuff.
For
it's not. It's like, there's just something worse than this. Yeah, there's a lot of things worse. There's a lot of things worse. So don't, but it just, the problem is that you as a coach, you'll get over it. You'll coach just fine again. You never get over it. You never have that time of it. And just think about the success that Gino has had at
Ariyama.
At UConn.
Ariyama.
He's been to 24 Final Fours.
Yeah.
24.
Yeah.
He's 12-12. He's 12. He's lost 12 of them.
Mm-hmm. The most fascinating statistic with Gino is, Gino. And I was shocked when I read this, he hadn't won a title since 2016.
Oh, God.
Yeah, been 9 years.
They've been there time and time again, and they just hadn't won the title in a while.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had a dynasty in the early 2010s.
Right.
So, but that, so like with the reason I thought they described that there was like a golf cart ride. Right before midnight, where Flag was on a golf cart getting probably taken back to the locker room, maybe from the press conference, and the other one was Shire and his wife, and the other, and there wasn't a word said on that ride. There wasn't anything said with it, and you lose that game. It is different to lose that game by 20. If you lose by 20, you kind of go, other team was better.
Yeah,
they were better on this day. Yes. We have to be better. Yeah. It's like that. Not when it's like if we just get the ball in bounds. If we just get the ball in bounds, we're going to play again.
There's shock.
Yeah. So it's just
Proctor
interesting.
Makes that free throw.
Yeah, to know what it's like. And then today, it's no better.
No.
Tomorrow, it's no better. No. It goes on for a long, long time.
You know what I thought? I was thinking about this, and it actually plays right into your conversation, because you probably have a unique viewpoint on it, is they fly home that night, more than likely. And they're laying in their bed, they're in their apartment, and they're like, I feel like that's when it hits, like it truly hits you.
Oh, yeah.
Is you're back to your quote-unquote normal life, back home, you've been on the road the last couple of weeks, you've been going through the ebbs and flows of the NCAA tournament, and you realize, we just played in the Final Four, and we just lost in the fashion that we did.
Probably hits you the most, at least for me, is when you wake up. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like your alarm goes off,
yep.
your eyes are open, and you're like, that was real.
Yep.
That really happened. Because I can remember that feeling much more than I can remember waking up after winning the national championship. I can remember that feeling, unfortunately, and that part of it stinks. But it's also, like Sip said, it's the beauty in the whole thing.
There's no guarantees in sports. No, I love that.
And so there's
these
things happen.
There's no damn guarantees. I get I love that part of sports. That's what the beauty was, watching that game in your recliner.
But it's Groundhog Day. It's every day it comes back to you. There, like I said, and the interesting part about it is, especially for assistant coaches and coaches, is there's games that no one even knows about that you lost that you still can't get over. So someone goes, what? Why would that even matter in your career? What that? It's like, yeah, I really haven't gotten over it. You know, Northern Arizona, we lost to Montana. Supposed to run a fake field goal, didn't run it. Would have put us up by four. Would have probably won the game against number one team in the country at home, and we don't win the game. Yeah, and do you guys remember it though, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, 1994 is awesome. No, I have zero knowledge.
I didn't
of
know
it.
Northern Arizona had a football
team. Yeah, the Lumberjacks. Right. That's my point. Is it haunts you?
Right.
It haunts you. Think of the haunts that Nebraska got out of. I mean, tip ball, Turner Gill, missed field goal. In 93 it was, Byron Bennett's missed field goal. Coach Osmer had two of those before he eventually got to those. Imagine those. Oh, you know what that was?
I was saying they brought it up on the text line, going for two. Like, what? Think about going for two. What was the feeling after that game and stuff?
That was similar.
And the part that here's the part that gets you the most when I mentioned at the end, he won't have this team again. The part that I guarantee that would haunt Coach Osmer would be that Turner Gill and Mike, those guys, Steinkuhler, they're the ones that didn't win it.
Right.
They were decorated. That offense that they had, that they were their scoring explosion, they scored 84 points against a Big Ten team, against Minnesota. They were huddling. They huddled. There was no tempo.
Right.
That's how they were averaging like 50-some points a game when things were going slow pace. And guess what the other side did? They ran the ball, too, and they huddled. And yet they came up. It's just like, you know, it's just those things, they haunt you.
Oh, I know.
But also at that, it's also awesome. It is a great to be on the other end of the things
that there's going to be a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But that's the part that it never deters you. It never deters you. The pain never deters you.
No.
And then all of a sudden, then you're in it and you're going, okay, I know what they're talking about now.
Some of what drives you is pain avoidance. You don't want to. Losing's hard.
Yeah, we have a couple things from the text line. Eric says, "Bill, we don't talk about the strain anymore."
The strain. That's Bob Diaco.
I know it is. I know. Oh, I remember. Diaco. He always held the lapel mic. He always held it.
Yes.
He never actually clipped it on. I'm not sure. Never clipped it on. Just always held it.
Yeah, always held
it. Held it in front of him. We got a lot of stuff to get to. That's been a great. Bill's right. Thrills
Thank
on
you,
a
Bill.
Sports
Thank
Monday.
You. Sports.
Hour number two is already underway, but we officially started up in a few minutes. Husker football, a little bit of news over the weekend from head coach Matt Rhule. We dive into it. Nick Sainert, Steve Sippel, Bill Bush. We'll be right back on Early Break.